Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 427 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. I don't know why I'm kind of getting quiet right now. But anyway, we have a great question today from Corey. But before we get to Corey's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it incredibly easy for all of us out there who have small businesses, who are entrepreneurs, who are just starting out even, organize our finances. And when I started out, I organized my finances with Excel. And, you know, it kind of worked, except when it was tax season, it just was super stressful. I didn't really know what I had written and typed in. It just was not organized the way it should have been. And when I got hooked up with FreshBooks, it made it so much easier to figure everything out. Plus, now that I have a CPA and people who manage my books for me, it just makes it so much easier for me to go in and just see what's going on, where I could potentially increase my savings and all that stuff. So, you know, they serve over 3 million small business owners, and they can serve you too. You can check it out for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Corey.
Hey, Pat. My name's Corey, and I have a question about mentors. Specifically, I always hear other big names in internet business talk about the importance of getting a mentor and what that can do for you. If you're just getting started, how would you go about getting a mentor? And if you were to start over, what would you do specifically to find a mentor if you had no experience and none of the knowledge that you currently have? Just want to say a big thank you to you for everything that you've done. I know that the information that you provide and all the work that you've done is definitely changing the lives of people all around the world. So thanks, and hope to hear my question soon.
Corey, what's up? Thank you so much for calling in, I guess you could say, although you're not calling in, you're recording your voice ahead of time. But anyway, thank you. Happy to feature your question here, and I appreciate all of your kind words, and you know I do my best, so hopefully this answer will help you as well. So in terms of finding a mentor, it is very important to find a mentor. There's sort of two things that you always hear in this space that you should always have. One, a mastermind group, and two, a mentor. And currently, actually, I can tell you at this moment in time that I've never had an official mentor. I would like one, and I've been searching for one sort of over the past couple years, one who I really could connect with, who could train me and coach me to get even better at what I do, to grow even bigger and do much more good for this world than I'm trying to already do. But I haven't been able to find one, and it's difficult. So I'm just telling you that up front. But if I was just starting out, there are certain things I would do. I would probably have different mentors if I was just starting out versus the ones that I'm trying to look at right now. But, you know, so we'll save all the mastermind stuff for another conversation. But the mentorship, it is extremely important to have a mentor. Now, I had what I like to call unofficial mentors. These are people who, in my head, I said, you know what? I like this person. I want to be like this person and do things the way this person did. And I agree with the direction this person is headed in their business. And I want to be following their footsteps. I don't want to copy them. I don't want to try and be like them. But I want to get inspiration from them and move in the direction that they're moving or have paved already. And so I have a number of people who are like that. Tim Ferriss is one of them, Gary Vaynerchuk, and I have specific unofficial mentors for certain reasons. And you know, it's really important to have that if you don't have your own specific mentor, although you could probably have both. But, you know, it's really cool because then I can sort of follow these people and understand what they're doing and pay attention, follow them on Twitter. I have a whole Twitter list that's just dedicated to these people. And it helps keep my focus because they're reminders of where I want to go and why I do what I do, you know, beyond the family and helping all of you, of course. But, you know, they're just a great reminder of helping me keep on track, helping me keep pushing forward and all those sorts of things. And how do you find those people? Well, you just begin to learn who those people are over time. You begin to see who you keep coming back to, whose blog posts you keep on reading, whose podcast episodes you keep on listening to, whose videos you keep on watching, whose books you keep reading, those sorts of things. I mean, I have a lot of mentors who were actually authors, and then I learned more about them because their books were life-changing. So those types of things can help you find these unofficial mentors. And then it's just literally a decision in your head to say, yes, this is one of my unofficial mentors. And I view this person as somebody who has paved the way for where I want to go. So that's that. Now, if I was just starting out and I really want to find a mentor who would train me, who would kind of take me under his or her wing, this is what I would do. So obviously I would follow their work and learn more about them and that sort of thing. But I would actually go and do their work. So whatever it is they're teaching, I would try and become their number one student, even before they knew who I was. I would try to become their number one student, to put more work and effort into following their teachings and doing it in a way that nobody else has ever done it before. Maybe taking it up to a next level, maybe putting a spin on it, something different to try and stand out. Because the whole goal here is to eventually reach out to them and actually build a relationship and show them that, yes, you are an action taker, because all mentors want people who are taking action. You don't want to mentor anybody, or nobody wants to mentor somebody who's not going to take action. So you need to prove yourself first. And if you take action on their material and it's working, they're going to want to showcase you as well because you're proving that their stuff works. And so this is, we've heard strategies like this before. How do you get on a person's radar? How do you get featured on a blog post or in a list post? Or how do you get on a testimonial, that sort of thing? This is actually a really cool strategy that I learned from Brian Harris from videofruit.com. I recently interviewed him for an upcoming episode of the Smart Passive Income podcast, and man, it just blew my mind. One of his strategies was called the poster boy strategy, where you actually become the poster boy for this person, similar to what I was saying earlier, and the whole idea is to get a testimonial of yours on this person's homepage, and that becomes an amazing traffic generation tool, an amazing backlink that comes to your site, and all those sorts of things. So he did it for that reason, but I would do it also to find a mentor and to show and prove to this person that you are taking action on what they say, you are getting results, and you're there to also provide value to them by using yourself as an example. And, you know, potentially you meet this person. You know, I wouldn't ever ask somebody to mentor me without having met them first in person, because you just want to make sure that you click in person as well. So I would go to events that they go speak at and try to schedule a time with them. And of course, if you're doing the work and they know about you and what you've done based on their teachings, they're going to want to spend 10, 15, however many minutes with you. I've spoken with people for hours at events before who I know have followed my work and have done great stuff. And I just can't stop talking to them because it's so cool and interesting to see how they've learned from what I've taught. And, you know, a lot of mentors are like that too. So that's how I would go about it. And then I would just kind of ask, you know, you'll never know unless you ask. And that's the biggest thing. So build the relationship first, prove yourself and show you're an action taker, use their strategies, become a success story of theirs, and then find them in person in some way, shape, or form. Don't be a creeper or stalker or, like, you know, park outside of their house or anything creepy like that. But, you know, find them at a conference, invite them out to dinner just to thank them, and then say, hey, you know what? So-and-so, I am so thankful for everything you've taught me. And you know, you weren't even an official mentor, but I would love to make that actually happen. If you had any room to have somebody like me become one of your students and actually you could help guide me along the way even more, I'd be more than willing to share my story with your audience and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So that's how I would go about it. So Corey, I hope that answers your question, and I look forward to seeing how that works out for you and for everybody else out there listening. I appreciate it. And we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, Corey. So you'll hear from my assistant Jessica in the next couple weeks, who will collect your information so we can ship that over to you no matter where you're at, unless you're in one of the four countries that Perfection doesn't ship to. But anyway, you probably somewhere where we can. I also want to thank everybody out there who's asking questions. If you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks to the widget from speakpipe.com. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for being a top service provider in terms of making it easy for all of us to manage our finances, our income, our expenses, and they also have a super slick invoicing tool and interface, and they just make it super easy for you to send invoices to your clients, your students, your anybody you're consulting with so that you can get paid faster and continue just doing the work that you need to do without all the headaches and stress and all that stuff. So go ahead and check it out. You can check out FreshBooks for 30 days for free by going to getfreshbooks.com and by entering Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's a quote today from serial entrepreneur Steve Blank at a commencement speech at University of Minnesota. If you've been listening this week, you would see that a lot of these quotes, or actually all the quotes from this week and even the two after this one in the next days, are from commencement speeches. At the end of the day, you can decide whether you want to be an employee with a great attendance record, getting promoted to ever better titles and working on interesting projects, or whether you want to attempt to do something spectacular. This be or do should be a question you never stop asking yourself for the next 20 years and beyond. Love that. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.